I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Experience. No Donnie today. It's Logan Arblaster behind the glass. Logan, what do you got for us?
Let's do it. It is the Donnie Football Debrief, May 26, 2025. If you're wondering why this doesn't sound like Donnie Football, like Austin just mentioned, it's Logan Arblaster Day filling in for Donnie on the PM team. If you're just tuning in now, happy Memorial Day to you out there. And I figured with it being a federal holiday in the United States, why don't we keep things more patriotic on the debrief? If you haven't heard, or maybe you live under a rock, you haven't seen, flag football was officially approved to be in the Summer Olympics at the Los Angeles Games in 2028.
Yes.
The International Olympic Committee voted on it in October 2023 to add it. There was actually five more sports that were added with it. The other sports are cricket, baseball, lacrosse, and squash. I thought squash was just a vegetable, but I guess that's
sport. It's a real sport. I'm really excited about baseball being added back, too. Like, I know the chatter hasn't really been talked about yet and has really come up yet because the World Baseball Classic is coming up in 2026.
Yeah.
But baseball in the Olympics.
Paul Skeens will be on the mound for Team USA.
I'm sure they'll have some games in Anaheim, too, at the Angel Stadium, but a lot of those games at Dodger Stadium, that's going to be sweet.
It'll be sweet, and maybe we'll have to take each other up sometime on this squash thing.
I think it might actually only be Dodger Stadium, now that I think of it. I think they already announced that. But yeah, squash, I have no idea what squash is. I'm not going to succumb to what Joe calls early onset Malzy disease and claim that I know what squash is. I have no idea.
The big recent news, though, for flag football here in the 2028 Olympics, last Tuesday, the NFL owners passed a clean slate 32-0 vote at the spring league meetings. So that allows NFL players to try to participate, try out in this flag football during the 2028 Summer Olympics. And in an article written on NFL.com, it says, quote, a maximum of one player from each team will be allowed to participate in each club's designated international player is also permitted to take part for his country. So you won't be able to have T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward on the same team, unfortunately, as interesting as that would be. And not that those guys would even be interested in playing, but just as a hypothetical.
I don't think Cam Hayward would end up playing at that point. I think Cam will probably be there as a media member covering it.
Oh, yeah. What is he, 36 years old? He's getting up there.
Yeah, Cam, probably. I mean, I just can't imagine him playing in it regardless, as cool as it would be. If this was 10 years ago, yeah.
So
but,
you
I mean, also, if you're Cam, where are you playing on the flag football field, you know? Like,
yeah. This is a fast-paced game.
Yeah, you can't really rush. I mean, you can bring a blitzer, but we had Chris Kurd on earlier this week, and he said that basically the blitzer is somebody with a lot of speed that starts from a certain spot back, and you don't have, like, it's not a typical pass rush. It's not like Cam Hayward going up against a center or a guard trying to rush the passer, or T.J. Watt on the outside against a tackle. It's a lot different in flag football.
Whole different brand of football, especially from here in Pittsburgh, what we're used to, running the ball all the time. That's not going to happen as much in flag football. You're not even allowed to run the ball within 5 yards of the goal line. So that presents a whole other element there. There won't be any jet sweeps that we have to watch
there
inside.
There might be jet sweeps.
There could, but not inside the five-yard line.
Okay, not inside the five. So Matt Canada's offense could be alive everywhere else on the field.
Right. And there's other rules that I want to point out here before we get any farther, because the difference between the NFL and the Special Olympic Games rules are just vastly different. So we already noted you can't run the ball within 5 yards of the goal line. The field size, 70 yards long, 25 yards wide, opposed to in the NFL you have, or in American football, where it's 100 yards long, 50 yards wide. Game time. Forget the 60-minute games we watch every Sunday. It's 40 minutes total, 20-minute halves. Yeah. The players, 10 players per team with five on the field at a time. That's one of the changes that stood out to me the most, because in the NFL, you have the 53-man rosters. 46 of those guys are active on game days.
Yeah, your roster won't even be, well, you're starting 11. It won't even be the size of what your team is going to be, what your actual roster will be for your country.
Yeah, and in the NFL, you have the guys coming off the bench, rotating personnel coming in and off the field. You don't really get that in this. You get 10 players per team, so 5 on the field at the time.
Okay, so 10 players on the field, or 10 on the team. That means, I would imagine, that you go, what, 5 offense, 5 defense? Or do you have do you recruit Travis Hunter to play both sides of the ball?
Well, he would be the ultimate flag football player, I feel like. Him and Lamar Jackson, which is what I wanted to get to next, actually. And I wanted to wrap this up real quick on the rules. Down and distance, that's a major change, too. Last one here I wanted to talk about. Instead of 4 downs to get 10 yards, you get 4 downs to get to midfield. Then if you get to midfield, you get another set of 4 downs to try to get to the end zone. So there's just so many different elements with this that I think are going to be really exciting to watch. Those are really the most eye-popping rules. But Travis Hunter, I feel like, would excel. Lamar Jackson would excel. You only get 1 blitzer, like you said, opposed to in the NFL when he has to evade 5 300-pound defensive linemen. He gets to only evade 1 rusher on blitzes.
But if you're Lamar, you can't just take off all the time, too. Like, there are rules about that as well. So I wonder, a mobile quarterback is important for this. But I do feel like Josh Allen would be able to thrive in this. And I think Burrow, from a pure accuracy perspective, would also somebody that can thrive. They're going to have a really difficult decision on who the quarterback is going to be for Team USA.
And Tom Brady, I guess.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Just put his name back into the fold, too.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw that.
Get out of here, Tommy. No.
There was a headline. There was a headline, Austin, from Yahoo Sports just the other day. And it said that Tom Brady could be in the mix here.
To what, be the coach?
No, to be the quarterback.
Nah, get out of here. Brady, you're done. Like, you're an owner now in the NFL. He's out there getting booed at the Indy 500. You know, Brady, leave it to the younger guys. You had your glory day. You are the most successful quarterback in the history of the NFL. You are the GOAT. He's not going out there and playing in the 28 Olympics. He'll be, what, like 50 years old?
I guess that's what he wants to do. Imagine he's already won so many Super Bowls, and now he establishes himself again as the GOAT. He already is the GOAT, but he goes out and wins a gold. Think about how that would add to things.
He's like, what, Satchel Paige returning to the mound in like his 50s?
Yeah.
No Brady. I don't even want Brady in the broadcast booth for that. No, I do not want to see that. My team, if I had to build it, would be, the quarterback would be difficult. I think I'd end up with Allen or Lamar. I still think Burrow could play there. Do you go with a running back, or do you just go flat out all wide receivers? Do you take a tight end? Like, do you take probably not Kelsey at that point, but do you take George Kittle? Do you take TJ Hockenson? Do you take McBride in Arizona? Do you take Kyle Pitts? Probably not. He's a huge fantasy disappointment every year.
I would take George Kittle. The guy brings the fight. I feel like if you're on Team USA, you got to have somebody that's going to step in there and bring the energy that the team needs, bring that fight. I would take George Kittle. He can find the open seams. Quarterback, I would go Lamar Jackson. Running back, Devon Achane.
Yeah. Yeah, Achane can play.
Yeah.
You take Sam Laporta?
All those guys.
Mark Andrews? Any of those tight ends? Kincaid? I think I'd probably go all wide receivers.
I think the tight end position is the less obvious of all those positions between wide receiver. Yeah, wide receiver would be, if you could go out there with Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Devon Achane, and Lamar Jackson, I feel like that would be a star-studded lineup there. So I'm looking into this and seeing who the better teams are in flag football, because in the flag football world, there's this league called the IFAF, which is the International Federation of American Football. And I watched some of the highlights. These guys are really, really good. They're really fun to watch. I still feel like the NFL guys would be better than the guys that already play for Team USA. Team USA last year in the IFAF won the championship game 57-25 over Spain.
They crushed them.
Yeah. And you know, think about if you add NFL guys to this, how much better they'd be past that. It would be so interesting to watch this happen. So whether it's Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson in the 2028 Summer Olympics, I think it could be Tom Brady.
Let's say hypothetically, so you can't have two of the same representatives. So you can't have Burrow and Chase
right
playing together on the same team. Or just playing, I guess, at all. If I had the choice, and I was Team USA, to make sure that I have Chase, I'd probably go Lamar, Chase, Justin Jefferson. I'd go Barkley at running back. I would want Barkley on the team. And I'd probably go another wide receiver. You wouldn't be able to go T. Higgins.
DK Metcalf.
Metcalf is an option. I think you would want somebody that could just jump out of the gym against, you know, some plumber from Slovakia or something. Or, you know, an insurance broker or an accountant from England. I don't know. But because a lot of those teams, like, how good are their athletes going to be? I don't know. Like, I wonder.
It just seems like with everything that I watched, that Team USA was blowing everybody out and there wasn't much of a competition.
Like, will this carpenter from France be able to, that also plays flag football on the side, be able to cover Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson? I don't think so.
I mean, it's the world's most elite athletes in the NFL. Yeah, I just wouldn't be able to see that happening either.
Yeah, and look, I'm underselling it a little bit with the level of competition, I'm sure, and level of quality from other countries. But we're talking about football here, like American born and bred. If they don't go out there and kick whoever's you-know-what's
And that's why it doesn't matter probably who plays quarterback, because I think regardless they're going to find a way to win.
It could matter. I mean, like, I think they're just going to go and blow everybody out, but they might not. Like, this is like when the Dream Team went over and basically everyone started catching on to basketball a lot more.
Yeah.
And now we have all these international players like Luka, Dirk, all these stars that Wembanyama, where I feel like there's a similar effect that could happen with that with flag football, where maybe in 15, 20 years, we see a superstar that's drafted from like an international league team that comes into the football. Now, will it be different because it's flag football compared to the NFL, compared to our basketball, which is just basketball? Possibly. But I'm excited for the prospects of what would happen here and what the Olympics could look like.
Huge variant of American football. Like, everybody's always playing tackle football, but you add this in the mix, I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see more people get into the realm of flag football. There's women's flag football, men's flag football. It's definitely going to start picking up, I would feel like. But to make one more point back to something we were talking about previously, I don't know if you saw this. DK Metcalf, in 2021, he competed with some of the pro track athletes in a competition.
No, I did not see that.
A few years ago. I think that he would be the great wide receiver, the greatest wide receiver to have for this. I mean, he's a massive frame to use out there. Would be a huge mismatch for most corners. And I could just see him out there blowing by people. So the 2028 Summer Olympics in LA, Team USA is going to be headed there. Will the red, white, and blue find a way to win? I don't know,
yes,
Austin.
They will win it all.
I think they have a good shot.
Flag football, they will win it all.